I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. State wildlife officials today reopened portions of the Yellowstone River and most of its tributaries, but it kept a popular stretch of the waterway closed to all recreational activity because of a parasite that's killed thousands of fish. The closure's been in place since August 19th. State officials today lifted the closure outright along more than 100 miles of river between Livingston and Laurel, but they kept closed a 51-mile stretch of the Yellowstone in the Paradise Valley. The number of dead mountain whitefish found in that area appears to be decreasing, though. That's what Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Fisheries Manager Travis Horton said in a conference call with wildlife commissioners today.
The first week, they counted about 350 dead fish. The second week, 700. The third week, about 1,900. And then last week was 900. So we did see a decline in the numbers of dead fish in that reach.
That reach is from the Highway 89 bridge just east of Livingston, upstream to the Carbella fishing access. Upstream from Carbella, the 26-mile stretch of the river up to the border with Yellowstone National Park is now open to all recreation except fishing. That's due to worries that trout infected with the parasite could die if they face additional pressure from anglers. The closure had effectively shut down dozens of fishing outfitters, rafting companies, and other businesses that depend on money generated by the region's outdoors industry. State Fish and Wildlife Commission Chairman Dan Vermillion, who also works for a guide service based in the Paradise Valley, said it's important for people outside Montana to hear that nearly all of the fish killed by the parasite so far appear to have been mountain whitefish.
Fish kill has, at this point, not affected the trout fishery and the trout population.
Vermillion said he sympathized with those suffering economic harm, but that wildlife managers had to close the river to protect its long-term health. The unprecedented move came after dead mountain whitefish started washing up on the river's banks downstream from Yellowstone National Park. Wildlife officials estimate that tens of thousands of fish likely died. Most of the Yellowstone's tributaries were also reopened today, except for the Shields River and streams that drain into it. Infected fish have been found in the Shields, and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Jeff Hagner said that the agency wanted to protect its cutthroat trout fishery. State biologists also reported finding the parasite in the Jefferson River. The problem is not considered as severe as the Yellowstone, and the Jefferson remains open. Additional watercraft inspection stations will be set up to make sure people who use the Yellowstone River are properly cleaning their boats and equipment to prevent the parasite's spread. On Monday, Governor Steve Bullock declared an invasive species emergency that allows Montana to spend up to $15.4 million on worker retention grants and other programs. Biologists say outbreaks of the parasite are possible in future years now that it's been established in the Yellowstone.